Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
We are some of the personal trainers
and instructors
at Surrey Sports Park.
We are busy getting everything ready
for your return.
And we can't wait to welcome you back soon.
There will be some changes
to make sure we can provide socially distanced workouts
while still helping you to get results.
Things might not look the same.
And workouts may need to be a little bit different.
But we are there for you.
To ensure you still have the best experience with us.
We can't wait to see you soon.
We're ready.
Are you?
Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Surrey Storm podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. Time now for the second part of our chat with Becky Trippick, and we asked her if she was still playing.
Yeah, so I just play like a little local league. Me, Jim, Holly, Katie.
Oh, old school.
Yeah, we play in just like a local league for a bit of fun, but I was meant to run the marathon, so I'd stopped playing for a couple of months just so I didn't want to get injured. But yeah, so it's nice. It's nice and chilled. To be honest, I did go back and try and play, not anything near, just like a more competitive league, but I just didn't find it enjoyable. I felt like I either needed to be really competitive and go back and play like Prem or regional, or I needed to do complete social and just go and enjoy it. So yeah, I've gone for the complete social, still competitive, and just really enjoy it, to be honest.
And isn't it nicer that you do get to go knock about with your mates?
Oh, it's brilliant. That's what makes it so enjoyable, because, you know, you go through the hassle of getting a babysitter or the husband home from work in time for you to go out and play, and then you're on a court with your mates that you've played with since you were about 13. So, yeah, it is good fun. It's just when some of the youngsters rock up and you think, oh, just stop running just for 5 minutes.
That's what people used to say about you, Bex.
I know. Now I'm doing a lot more of that clearing. I just don't have Tamsin coming up the middle to get the next ball.
Oh, I bet Gemma's still there though.
Yeah, Gemma's just like ridiculous, still pinging him in all over the place. We call her that she's still the offside wing attack. she's still playing some Prem as well for Billericay.
I saw that actually on social media. Good on her.
Yeah, she's loving it. She's don't miss. She's still hitting like the 70-80%, getting player of the match left, right and centre. So it's all right when you're a shooter, you ain't got to run around as much, have you?
That's what they all say.
Exactly.
Steph was on last week. You probably heard it by now, and if not, why not? She said you'd have plenty of stories about the squad in that time. So,
oh my goodness, what stories am I allowed to tell? That's the question.
How are we going to do this? Just throw up random names.
Go on. Who have you got? Who do you want stories about?
Anyone.
Really... Well, do you want Gemma's your easiest one, surely?
Stories about Gemma. Oh, I mean, I've just got too many on that girl. It's ridiculous. One thing you should never do, this is the story about Gemma. When we just left Storm, we both had little babies, and they did a meet and greet VIP at Copper Box. And it's me, Steph and Gemma. Now, we all know that Steph and her food, like the girl is just strange with it. She just loves healthy stuff. So she'll come in from training in avocado with oil on it and stuff, And anyway, so someone in the crowd asked a question, really keen netplay, what's really good food should I be eating? Gemma is just the worst person for food. She's, I don't know, I'd eat like a McDonald's for breakfast. And she's not lying. Like Steph's nearly dying. Steph's like, no, you need to be eating, macronutrients, micronutrients. And Gemma's just like, no, I'm not bothered about that. I'd have like a donut. She just the worst person in the world with food. I don't know how she's so skinny. I don't know how she played so well, because like she keeps them takeaways going, I tell you.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's what she says. She's got the metabolism, I tell you. It's ridiculous. Steph was dying at that. And there's all these parents looking on with their kids while Gemma's trying to endorse going to McDonald's and having a takeaway after.
Yeah, if any of our age group athletes are listening, then...
So like I'd get in the car, like I'm a bit strange, I quite like sweet corn, so I'd always have a can of sweet corn. She's getting in the car, she's got a twirl, a Twix, some Haribo. She's a nightmare. Entertaining, but I keep saying hopefully it'll catch up with her when she's older.
And then you can sit and laugh, it's fine.
Yeah, and I'll get my comeuppance.
What about someone like Katie Holland / Hughes, given that she's been about so bloody long?
Yeah, I know. At least she kept it as a H, though. Oh, Katie, yeah. She's just always just been the happiest, smiliest person in the world, hasn't she? Wouldn't hurt a fly. No. Yeah, I don't really have any like stories apart from her just being one of the loveliest people that you'll ever meet, really. I don't think I've ever heard her say something mean about someone. I've tried quite a few times, but I just don't think she's got it in her. She's way too nice.
Too nice for her own good, bless her.
Yeah, she is too nice. And she works at a lovely school where she gets to drive golf carts around to get to and from her lessons.
She does. She does indeed. Well, not at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, who else? What about Tamsin?
Oh, wow. Too many on Tamsin. Too many that she would call me up and kill me. Oh, wow. That she had a vein in her head that we called Vinny. And that every time she got mad, this vein came out and we'd be like, Tamsin, Vinny's getting angry. I remember that. That was the only way you could try and lighten the mood, because obviously she'll chase me down the court screaming at me and I'd just go into the third that she wasn't allowed in. There's just so many memories. Becky! And I'm like, oh, I've gone too far. You can't get near me. So Vinny the Vane, that's probably one. But to be fair, 9 times out of 10 when it came out, it was needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, the others I don't think I should really share on something that kids could listen to.
That's fair.
I bet there are so many more stories, so we'll stop recording and you can tell us some more. Obviously, Mickey's gone on to be player coach. Maybe a word on Georgia Lee's development?
Yeah, I think it's massive, isn't it? I didn't really get to play with Mickey because I left and then she came in. Obviously, to be her age and to be coaching and leading a franchise is phenomenal. Hats off to for that. To deal with that sort of pressure, to be a player and a coach, I mean, I couldn't do it. So I've only got respect for that. Georgia Lee, she's got a special place in my heart, that one. She's come up through the ranks. We gave her a lot of grief. We called her Essex all the way. She is just who she is. And then it does not surprise you at all that she's now working in medicine. You meet her and you think she's really, really ditzy, but actually she is just an absolute gem of a person. Mm-hmm. And she's just flourishing. She's very old school in terms of she took her time and was learning. Nowadays sometimes people just want to play, even when they're like 19, 20, and they forget that we've all sat on the bench and we've all watched from the best and we've all learned our craft doing that and been grateful for like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And you see Georgia, she spent so long at Storm, like learning from Tamsin, getting coached by Tamsin, watching what Tamsin did. And then you see her now at Mavericks and she's just, I think she's playing fantastic. She's consistent, she's calm, she's got great decision making. And rightly so, she's getting played game after game. So I think that's great to see. And I think it's a really good lesson to see from some of the youngsters that just because you've sat on a bench for a season, it doesn't mean you now need to move and go to another Super League club. It means that might have been really beneficial that you've learned a lot, or it might actually mean that you've put the hard graft in and next season you might get a little bit more court time, that sort of thing.
Do you know how nice it is to hear someone that's got your sort of level of experience even saying that? Because I think that's a real problem in the sport at the moment. And I know Tamsin and I have spoken about it, that people do expect it here and now. And then you do get someone like Georgia, Emily Golvin, same position, same, you know, you just have to do your time sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. And I, you know, we say all this, oh, yeah, it's been lovely coming to Storm. Well, it wasn't that easy. I got that contract and then I didn't get played. I sat on the bench and I'm thinking, oh, what's going on here? And I'd done it at Hurricanes as well. They brought Jamie in from Australia. And then someone got injured and I got 7 minutes, I think, on the call. And then I didn't come off after that. But I had to sit and wait for that opportunity. I couldn't throw my toys out of the pram. The coaches are the ones that are there and you fully respect their decision and you've got to change what you're doing or work harder. And I think like I'd sat on the bench at Hurricanes for nearly 3 seasons, biding my time. And I'd sat on that bench because I knew that I was learning a lot. You know, Sonia ahead of me, Natalie Seaton was there. You had Janet who was there as well.
And we were talking about Janet last week, Janet Colburn. Jesus.
Yeah. And you're just learning so much from those players that you have to look at the bigger picture of I want to play, but I want to play in a great team and I want to be the best I can be. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think when you look at the current situation, you sometimes you've just got to be prepared to sit out and do your time. I mean, Gemma was saying when she was at Mavericks, she spent so long on the bench, they bought her a top, the bench top. One season, she wore a bench top. But it was a joke because it was, you know, that was your expectation. You've got to do your time. You've got to work. And then when you get your opportunity, if it's 4 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, then that's your time to shine. And then if you don't, you go back and you work even harder to get that second opportunity.
Absolutely. And I suppose it pushes the people that are on court as well.
All the time.
And it's that. And I think that's one thing you're saying about Mickey. It's like she's been a huge advocate of, and obviously Tamsin was as well, but nothing's a given. No. And if you don't earn it and you don't deserve it, you won't get it.
No. And that's, and you know, I was, my coaching's from Pat Watson at New Campbell, and she's been like that. Like, I think she's probably said to me 3 times in life, I've played well. But she's, you know, she's like, you have to work hard. There's always someone ready to take your bib, and she's happy to give it to them. You know, she doesn't care if you've, who you've just played for, or what you've just done, or, you know, when it comes to the crunch, you've got to play well and you've got to earn respect. And if it's not your time, you've got to sit and wait it out until it is your time, kind of thing. That's why Georgia for me, and like say Emily, when I was, Emily was a youngster when I was at Storm and everyone was raving about her and what a great talent and everything like that. And she's done the same. She's worked really hard. She's kept herself going through the ranks. And then look at her now, whenever she gets her moment, that speed and her decision making is brilliant. So she's flourishing on the opportunities that she's being given.
And another one that's insanely hard working off the court as well. Her and Georgia have a lot of similarities, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's, and I think what you'll see from players that do that as well is how much longer they last.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from within. It's their passion and their drive. You know, I think I've never had people around me always just going, oh, like, you're amazing, you're great. There's always people going, well, you did okay, but this could be better. So therefore, that's kind of just embedded in me. So you always want to do better in what you're doing. And those sorts of players that you're talking about are exactly the same. They're self-motivated and they're pushing themselves to keep getting better, and they're reaping their benefits now.
We're at SurreyStorm10 on Twitter, so get in touch with thoughts and ideas of players that you'd like to hear from. Stay up to date with the latest from the club at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.